Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Today we want to share very special quotes with you when it comes to co-creating with our spirit guides. And if you remember the quotes from yesterday, you can type them in the comments. I mentioned three in particular, and I know that many of you wrote them down as their takeaways. So if you remember them, you can write them down in the chat, okay, to anchor that again. Yes, commitment. Commitment is one of them. Courage, consistency, and devotion. Yes, exactly. All of that. I love this. Today, we are going to share with you that building on these codes. So these codes are already present in our vortex. We already know more about how to embody them and why to embody them. Courage, consistency, and devotion to amplify, to anchor our soul mission, not only because it serves others, but also because it serves ourselves. So building on the three codes, today we're going to share with you the three other codes that are layering on top of them to take us more deeply into this vortex of consciously channeling for our soul mission. And these codes are co-creation, communication, and openness. So when we share about co-creation, what do we mean? It is so life-changing to know about these guys because, and type yes in the comment if you relate to this, so many of us feel so freaking lonely on your journey. Like literally, I'm all alone. I feel like an alien, like I'm completely different from my family. My friends don't really get me. Or even if I have lovely family members and lovely friends, I still feel like I'm from another planet. I probably are from another planet. And also, even if we have for many years, I have had very high frequency friends, soul missions, you know, channels, mentors, so many people. I have an amazing family. Still at times, I would kind of drop into that narrative. Thank God it stopped a little while ago because of all of the frequency upgrades that I have really worked on embodying more and more, which is the process of conscious co-creation. Because here is the thing. If you know it or not, you are still co-creating with your spirit guide. And how is that possible? We are always co-creating. As we explained yesterday, your soul mission, this unique high frequency, has been co-creating with you from the moment of your birth, but you were not aware of it. So you were supported. It does not mean that life was easy. No, it means that through the intensity, you were supported. You were guided to receive the calls that would allow you to become the human that you are now, such a refined, badass warrior of light. But not only that, your spirit guides have been with you from birth. So we all have like a small group of spirit guides that have always been there and that will always be there. You could know this consciously or you could have felt them. But all of us, we have at least two. Okay, that's the bare minimum. It's kind of the law. Every human incarnating on Earth must have two spirit guides, bare minimum, guys. Yes. I love that you know this. So they have been there for you. They have done the best they can with what was available for them. And then along the way, you had more spirit guide comes. And so these spirit guides would come at different times in your life because of different events that were happening, different needs, but also because at times, like it is happening right here, right now, in this moment, as you receive this transmission, in this challenge, they say, it's very important to know this, You have special teams coming to help you receive on a much higher level. And this is why working with me is so freaking epic, quantum, and multidimensional, because we know about this and we can share precisely with you that every time I do channeling session and especially trance channeling session, you can make sure that there's a bunch of Arcturians and a bunch of Sirians there. Their frequency are so high, this is why people pass out. But I also co-create with so many others. And we bring them in and they can work in your field. They only work in your field if your soul says, yes, that's okay. I accept, I receive. So what you can do consciously as a human to be able to receive not only from us, coming as, kind of like a, you would say it's a support team coming just for a short amount of time, depending on how long you work with us here. This is a 1 week. Let's say a 1 week challenge. So they are here for about a week. If you work in the portal, if you sign up for 6 months, they will be there for 6 months. If you sign up for 12 months, they will be there for 12 months, and so on. All right. So there's always special teams that are present with you because we co-create within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a very high frequency quantum temple of light. And there are thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands being that we co-create with. Okay. I have a small group and then a huge collective. So we can do this at that level. So we share this with you because as you learn to expand your channeling abilities, you will have more and more capacity to consciously know who is there. To consciously know, oh, this is a group of my healing team. They come to heal me when I need healing. If I work as a healer, if I work as a psychic, if I work as a channel, my healing team is even more high frequency, sometimes even bigger, and they also help my clients, my students, the group of people I facilitate sound healing for, I facilitate shamanic ceremonies for. And then I have these groups of beings, these ones, they're my close friends, my close mates. So they know how to have a party when I want to have a party. They're always there, like high vibing me. Yes, yes, girl, yes, queen, do this. Like, change your style, dress more glamorous, go out. Like, literally, that's also what spirit guides are there for. Have fun on planet Earth. Don't take things so seriously, little humans. That's my experience all the time. Sandrine, you're way too serious. Go out and have fun. And then we have teams that protect us, teams that clear the field, teams that are present to more specifically work with our children. If we are parents, also our fur babies. When we see feathers, when we see numbers, when we have all of these synchronicities happen, like these miracles unfold. You can always take a moment to acknowledge the presence of your spirit guides because it makes them so happy. And the more we consciously cultivate this connection, the more the connection grows. The more you learn about them, the more you learn how to channel them, the more you expand this freaking amazing connection with them. A lot of you think and say that, oh, but like, my spirit guides have had enough of me because I'm not worthy, or I'm too stuck, or I'm too broken, or I never do what I'm supposed to be doing. So they're growing quite impatient. They're really tired of me. I don't think they want to co-create with me. Or I don't even think I have spirit guides. No. That is not the case. That's not the case, guys. Please never say this because no, your spirit guides are freaking beings of the light. So if some beings are patient, it's them. They are patient, they are so compassionate, they are so loving, they have a great sense of humor. They have so much love for you. They see you, they love you unconditionally. They are your angels, they are your family, they are your healers, your guardians, your mentor. They choose you over and over and over again. And I feel emotional when I say this because so many of you have been, we have been heartbroken in this life because we have had relationships with, like different people out there. Sometimes it's even our parents, and sometimes we never felt loved enough. We were just there, really traumatized in relationship. And so we close our heart and we don't know what it really feels like to be loved.
Well, we can know that by connecting with our spirit guides because they are that. They have unconditional love for us. So we can mess up, we can be depressed, we can be angry, we can be so angry, guys. And the amount of time how I've been angry in general, like in my life, back in the days, I was a raging beast often. I suffered from a lot of anger. I've healed a lot of that. I know how to use sacred fire, sacred rage now, so it does not happen. But I was also angry at my spirit guides, angry at God. And I would go like, and fuck you, and fuck this, and I've had enough of this. Like, none of this makes sense. You're not doing anything. I don't see that you're doing anything. I'm not supposed to be in this position. Why am I suffering so much? Why do you keep slapping me in the face over and over and over again? And I would rage and rage and rage and cry. And you know what? After that, what always came was silence. I would just go into these moments of allowing myself to feel the anger and just like throwing things at them. But then what happened is like there would be this peace that would come in my heart. And I would cry and I would be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I just didn't mean it, you know? And then all the time, every single time, every evening, I feel Mother Mary. Mother Mary, who's also represented there, because I've been with Mother Mary for such a long time. Every evening she would be just there, like this, literally on my hair. And sometimes she would not say anything. And I would just feel like the sob of a child who's had a massive tantrum, but yet her mother still loves her, still accepts her. She's like, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, little human Sandrine. I love you. I see you. I'm there for you. Just relax. The amount of love and healing that I've received with consciously co-creating with my spirit guides like that, with allowing myself to be seen fully by them, to be received fully by them, has been the most healing experience of all, because it has allowed me to accept myself fully, because I know that they will never bail on me. And I would love for you, if you can have one takeaway from this workshop today, to really remember this. You are never too bad, unworthy, too broken to like discuss your spirit guide so they would forget about you. It's like, poof, I'm not dealing with this human. She's gross, you know? She's so weak. Ugh. No, they will continuously be there for you. You are always supported. You're never alone. And I know it's challenging because I don't have a physical body. So it can be challenging to connect with them, but this is why we're here. The Age of Aquarius, which is happening now, is all about opening up the field to being able to process high frequency information. Channeling is the key to that. Channeling, pure connection. So imagine a moment and feel this in your heart, they say. Imagine for a moment if every single day of your life you were so connected to your channel was so pure that you could continuously feel. Feel in your body, in your heart, the unconditional love that comes from your spirit guide. If you could perceive them around you, not only guiding you, but also soothing you when you need to be soothed. If you could feel this level of love and compassion and care and attention, how would you feel every day knowing that it is happening? And guys, it is happening now already. And they say, also remind all the people present now that yes, spirit guides are loving, compassionate, all the thing. And they are also there to motivate you. So my spirit guides, and I say often this to my students, they find it funny. I find it funny as well. Like, we have a galactic whip. It'll go like this, because they don't allow me to be complacent. They don't allow me to be a victim. There's like, yes, you know, like when I'm in the, you know, back in the days, it doesn't happen anymore. But when I was in these vortexes of really needing to heal a lot of emotions, to just be patience and compassion. But then they would feel the moment where my human would go like in victimhood. Oh, It's because I have no money because of my parents, my ancestors, my past life. I had so many past lives as a nun and as a sadhu and as a Renunciant guys, like talk about like shifting and alchemizing, a lot of poverty vows. So I've done it, I'm doing it still, but it's like, and it was like, okay, this is it. This is it. Stop mourning, stop complaining. You're not a victim. Get your shit together. Do this, do that. Go to yoga, go for a run, go for cold sea swims. They were the ones to tell me, like, you need to run and you need to do cold sea swims all year round, no matter the weather, no matter how cold it gets. And I was like, I don't want to. But I did it because I know better. They know what's best for me when I don't know, when I'm lost, when I'm like, oh, I have so many doubts, so many fears, so many limitations. Because I can channel and I know how to consciously connect with them. I know how to receive their guidance. Their guidance is not always what we want to hear. That is the thing. So how to distinguish? This is a question that I have received from a lot of you. How to distinguish our lower mind, our lower ego is gonna bring on the fears, the limitations, and the doubts. Okay? It's gonna say, you're not worthy of this. You're not capable of doing this. Why do you even try? Who do you think you are? You're such an imposter. All of that is like, meh, 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 meh. So we have to kind of not feed it and push it away. Okay? Then the voice of our spirit guides, the voice also of our soul mission, the voice of God. The voice of high frequency, the voice of has for high frequency is like, you can do it, like, of course, you're amazing, you're so gifted, you're extraordinary, you were born for a reason, I believe in you. Only this voice, we are not used to listen to it and know how to actually embody it and bring it to reality, to bring changes into our daily lives. But these voices are also going to say, like these voices, they have said to me, when was that? 4 years ago. Follow that woman and sign up to her program. This woman is now one of my closest friends, and she used to be my mentor. She's extraordinary. Her name is Gabby Kowalski. Many of you know her. And I was in awe of her. I binge watched all her free content. And I applied everything that she shared diligently. I was taking notes and applying it. And my spirit guides told me, you need to sign up with her. And I was like, oh, can't. Like, literally, like, I don't have the money. But yet, 2 months later, I was signing up with her, even though I was paying more for her than I was paying on my rent back in the days. And I had been living in the red for 3 years nonstop. And I signed up with her. Within 3 months, I was out of the red. Within 1 year, I had made, like, I don't know, like a huge amount of money, like plus six figure, just because I listened to my spirit guide and I took a leap of faith with courage. And of course, I did the work. I did the work and I signed up with this extraordinary woman. And they have told me since then, learn from that mentor, learn from that mentor, learn from that mentor. And at times, don't learn from anyone. Don't receive anything. Just be in your vortex. They have told me, go for cold sea swims. Even if it's dark, even if it's winter, even if it's rainy, go for cold sea swims, go travel in Sedona, go travel in Bali, move there, move in that apartment. And so they tell me things like that. And I take a moment to ground in and to really feel it. It's like, okay. And I work with my nervous system. So I regulate my nervous system. I calm my human. I make a plan and I believe in myself. I practice mantra. I rewire my brain. I do all the things and I follow the instructions again, again, and again, and again. And at times, most of the time, actually, I would have extraordinary results. And at times, it would not be like super extraordinary, it'd be average. And at times it'd be really challenging because I would go into this deep vortex of healing. And I was like, guys, you told me to do this. And like all of these things have been coming up. And it's like, you're welcome. You're welcome. Of course, it's going to come up, darling. This is why we told you to do it because all of this is coming up to alchemize, to be alchemized in here. So why are we sharing this with you? Because a lot of us have the false belief. Then when We increase our frequencies when we become more soul aligned, when we connect with our mission, with our spirit guides, and so on. Things are going to be so easy, like a walk in the park. I'm sorry to say it's not the case. What you can be sure of, though, is that you're going to grow to be very strong, unshakable, empowered like you never believed you could be empowered. You're going to Like your health is going to shift, your finances are going to shift, your relationships are going to shift. Everything is going to be elevated. But to start with, it might be really uncomfortable. And this is when me and my high council, in all the programs that we teach, everything that we train people to be and to become, is to have a strong backbone, to be freaking resilient and committed and courageous. How? Not by dysregulating the nervous system, constantly pushing in the wrong direction to get into burnout. No. By tapping into the infinite wisdom of your own soul, because here is why. On a multidimensional level, you have lived thousands and thousands of lifetimes through multidimensional time and space realities, not only on planet Earth, in ancient civilizations and in dark ages, not only here, but also in other star systems, Andromedans, Palladians, Sirius, Arcturus, and so on. So guess what? This life that you have here, you have prepared for it. You have known way worse in past lives on Earth and in other star systems. So of course you've got this. Of course you are powerful. Of course you're resilient and courageous. Of course you have a vision. Of course you are gifted. Of course you are wise and enlightened and a master. It's only your human fragmented consciousness that make you believe that you are not. And the outdated teachings from the law matrix system trying to make us think that we are trapped in the wheels of life through karma because we have sinned, because there is something wrong with us, because we are very, very small people. That is completely wrong. We are powerful beyond measure. We are magnificent. And it is about time we reclaim our divinity, our birthright to have this very high level of consciousness, this electricity moving through our body. So we can have an extraordinary life. And this life does not need to be a life of hardships, right? When I mentioned that it is not easy to start with, this is a pin drop in the rest. Because of course, the more we increase our frequency, the more joy comes, the more connection comes, the more finance, abundance, travels, everything comes because we do the inner work. Because why? Because we know how to look after ourselves, how to look after our body, how to look after ourselves, because we are here as community. So we support each other as human beings. Remember who you are, remember how to do it. I am here for you along the way. During this challenge, during the portal, during Iria, during my private mentoring session, I walk with you on the path and I'm here to say, come with us, come with us, come with us, come with us. We rise together. Now is not the time to come back, to go back to outdated paradigm reality, making you think that you are small and significant and a victim of whatever system you might think you're a victim of. Now is the time to let go of these freaking chains. And to say, you know what? I've got wings because I'm freaking angel and I co-create with hundreds of other angels, of light beings, of star races, of ascended masters. And you know what? I can feel them. I can feel their power. And here is a story I love to share. I love to share. And right now, I will check the chat later, but we are really channeling. We are very in the vortex. So they're asking me to stay here. Some of you have heard this story, but it is one of the most potent moments that ever happened in my life. I was born awake. I always had connection with different realities. Yet I pushed it away because it was very scary and no one was training us back in the day. This is why now I train people to be very precise channels because I know firsthand what it's like to know about energetic rape nonstop, right? It happened to me all the time. So, when I was in my early 20s, I was walking down the street in Brussels, where I used to live, just a normal day. And then all of a sudden, I felt these five spirit guides around me. And I was like, oh, and I could really feel them. They were just there, walking with me on the sidewalk in the middle of the day. I could not see them as I see humans, but I knew they were there. I could see their shape. And I was like, oh, They are so cool. They are like such a cool team of spirit guides. And I started walking with my head higher, my shoulders broad. And I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Here is me walking down the streets, rocking with my spirit guides. And then we started connecting telepathically. And I was like, oh, it's so nice to see you. You know, I had connected with them more or less frequently, consciously before, but like that in real street never happened. And the connection was especially clear on that day. Because they say, hey, we're coming for you. I was like, oh, thank you so much. Why? Because you are one of us. I was like, one of you? And instantly I was like, one of you? I don't think so. They say, yes, you are one of us, Sandrine. And not only are you one of us, but you know what? And I say, what? You are more powerful than us, than any of us. I was like, really? Yes, because you have the body. We don't have the body. So you are the one that take actions in the human world. We cannot do that. So you are one of us and you are more powerful than us. And you know what happened that day? It did change my life, but not in the way you think. I was so attached to victimhood and to the outdated belief system that I had been raised and trained into, that I closed it. I said, no, I don't believe it. It is a lie. I'm way too broken and imperfect. I'm a bad person. I actually really hate myself. So how can I be one of you? This is stupid. This is ridiculous. You're lying. And instantly, poof, they were gone. Or they basically shifted their frequency, so I did not feel them so strongly around me. And I felt so sad. I felt like angry and shaking. And how could I have said something like that to me? When, you know, my belief system was that I was trapped on Earth, that planet Earth was hell because I was stuck in the wheels of karma. So if I was still on Earth, it's because my past life, I had been a bad person. And before that, I had been a bad person. And before that, I had been a bad person. And in this lifetime, I knew very well I had been lying, I had been mean, I had been cheating on boyfriends in the past, you know. I even stole alcohol in shops every now and then when I was young, as you know, like a dare. And I was like, I'm doomed. I'm doomed. Like, no way in this life I can already repay what I had has happened in the past, and I'm already doomed. So I felt so like this. So I closed things off. And I'm sharing this with you because if you are not ready to let all of this belief system go, it's going to be really challenging for you to channel your spirit guides. I want to be very clear. Because if you judge yourself this way in any way, like there's something wrong with you, you're not good enough, at whatever age you have, you should be there. You should have done this. You should have bought a house. You should have had kids. You should have had a husband. You should have had a wife. You should have a six-figure business, whatever. Like all of that, it needs to go, guys. It needs to go. I know that a lot of people talk about self-love. And to be honest, I fucking hated that thing most of my life until I realized that it was the key to alchemizing density. And to me, I don't really relate or practically or really enjoy self-love practices. I enjoy speaking more about I am my best friend. I'm learning to be my best friend. To me, it's like more, I don't know, just, you know, you can say it the way you want. But learn to be your best friend. And the way I teach is like learn to be your own angel. So it is seeing our imperfection. Like my human Sandrine, I can tell you, is far from being perfect. She's still working on sex. Because very human, right? But I accept it. I'm okay with it. This is part of the human journey. But every time I catch my human Sandrine saying something slightly limitative, slightly reductionist, slightly, you know, like dark about myself, I'm like, ooh. Take a deep breath, recalibrate. It's okay. It's okay to think like this. But do we really want to go down that path? No, we don't want to go that path. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Maybe have a cacao. Maybe have some water. Let's call a friend. Let's be kind to the human. Okay, let's be super kind to the humans.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.